So Jenny Durkin is on this all-out push for congestion pricing. And what I heard her, quote her in your newscast, she said that it's been very successful in places like London and Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no place in the United States that has ever done this. And what I want to know, and I'm truly asking this question because I figure if you go to law school, become a U.S. attorney, I figure you probably are not really stupid. But I've got to ask, when Jenny Durkin says something like that, is she really that dumb? Because in London, where I was, Nicole was, just a few months ago, you can get anywhere via the subway because it is a fully built out mass transit system. We were staying in a town, a little village, about 45 minutes from London. You get on a train, you get into the central city, you switch to a subway, you can get to within about three blocks of anywhere you need to go. Seattle is not that. We do not have anything like that. Sound Transit is 20 years away from providing anything even similar to that. And when Jenny Durkin compares us to London, when she says that she wants to put a toll on every downtown street, and like I talked about with Senator Tim Sheldon, who's trying to block this a couple of hours ago. So you have a couple somewhere outside of Seattle. They don't have a vote on these whack jobs who are running the city. You got a couple, and one of them has cancer, and they got to come downtown to the Cancer Care Alliance, and we're going to toll them to, what, $10, $20 every time they come into the city? They can't jump on a mass transit system. We don't have that. We will not have that in your and my lifetime. London started building that out in the 1800s. It's fully developed. You can get anywhere. This is a way to just tax people, and there are so many people who are hurting and who do have to come into Seattle for health care, for other appointments, go to sporting events, go to arts, go to concerts. And they're going to have to, take the one Sound Transit line that goes from where, the U District now, or not even the U District, Husky Stadium to downtown, and that's how we're going to get everybody into their medical appointments? I mean, this isn't just stupid. It's not just wrong. It is immoral. It is immoral to tell people who are battling health care problems that they're going to have to pay $20 to get to their appointment. It is mind-blowing, the greed of people like Jenny Durkin. And for her to compare our city to cities that are 120 years ahead of us in mass transit development is ludicrous. And so, I question, because I don't think she's that stupid. I do think that she cares that much more about money than she cares about people who have health crises, who have tight family budgets, who have just trouble getting paycheck to paycheck. And because of this mania, I mean, we've got our colleague, Jason Rance, over on KTTH. He has a great piece today about how bike ridership is not just down in this region, it is significantly down. And we've spent $100 million on bicycle infrastructure. And bicycling is dramatically down in Seattle. According to USA Today, there were 3.2% fewer people biking to work in 2017 than 2016 in the nation. In Seattle, we're down 20.5%. Down! We've spent $100 million. We have gridlocked the region by taking away car lanes and putting in these stupid bike lanes that have done nothing to increase ridership. We are down 20.5%. Jason quoted from USA Today. You can see Jason's whole story at MyNorthwest.com. Besides the one-year drop in Seattle, the city saw a 19% drop-off from 2011 to 2017, according to the league's report. Spokeswoman for the City Department of Transportation said that may be due to the city's famously rainy weather. What? Did it just start raining the last couple of years in Seattle? It rained just as much before the 19% drop as it has during the 19% drop. How can they say stuff like that with a straight face? And I know they have to keep their six-figure city bureaucrat jobs, but to suggest that bicycling is down 20% because of our rain, that would mean that it would never rained here 6 years ago. It's insanity. And so we've gridlocked the city. We have these zealots who are trying to get everybody on bicycles, and they spend more than $100 million and gridlock the region, and it turns out to be counterproductive, and fewer people than ever are cycling. You have Jenny Durkin, who wants to put in a $10 or $20 toll to drive into downtown Seattle, and for the families who are trying to get to their medical center or anything else. If that mass transit doesn't work for them, you tell me that some cancer patient up in Skagit County, and they want to come down to Seattle once a week for their treatment. They're going to drive down to some Sound Transit stop, and then they're going to take Sound Transit to Westlake, and then they're going to walk 12 blocks. I mean, come on. And that's where I get to. This is not just dangerous and stupid. It's immoral. And like I said, I don't think Jenny Durkin's that stupid that she can compare us to London as a reason for why we can put in tolling on all the downtown streets. I'm going to do a lot more on this. I didn't even know I was going to talk about this until I heard that incredible quote in Ursula's newscast. I'll talk much more about this tomorrow. This is all off the top of my head here because I'm so furious when I hear crap like this. But tomorrow we'll go into the numbers more in depth. But we are dealing with an immoral leadership here where money trumps everything. That is their alpha and their omega, getting more of your money. We're going to have, record homeless deaths, 191 people died on the streets in King County in 2018, a direct result of public policies that have attracted homeless people from all around the country to here. Much more on this tomorrow, but we are being led by immoral people around here.